Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Paul established a church in Corinth, he had come from Athens. There he had come face to face with Greek philosophers and debated the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. And Paul saw firsthand the results of worldly wisdom, which led to a rejection of the gospel. Well, when Paul arrived in Corinth after being in Athens, he was convinced more than ever that worldly wisdom did not open people's minds to God's eternal truths. Listen to what he wrote.
For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but it is the power of God to us who are being saved. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will set aside the intelligence of the intelligent. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the debater of this age? Hasn't God made the world's wisdom foolish? For since in God's wisdom, the world did not know God through wisdom, God was pleased to save those who believe through the foolishness of what is preached.
We must understand, of course, that Paul was not emphasizing the value of ignorance. He was a very educated man himself. Consequently, he didn't oppose a good education. However, he taught that knowledge can inflate anyone with pride, and pride can keep us from the knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness. Consequently, let's continue to practice this principle to live by. We must continue to present the supernatural message boldly, even though there are many educated people who consider salvation by faith in Christ foolishness.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.